Pope's book alleges church is being destroyed. By John Friend. The late Pope Benedict XVI, one of the only popes to resign from his position in the history of the Catholic Church, reportedly published a book posthumously exposing the rampant homosexuality and sexual degeneracy within the Catholic Church, along with what he describes as its overall corrupt leadership, particularly under current Pope Francis, who Benedict and other critics argue is promoting an anti-Christian, progressive agenda. Benedict, born Joseph Ratzinger in Bavaria, Germany on April 16, 1927, officially resigned on February 28, 2013. He passed away on December 31, 2022, aged 95. In the bombshell revelations, Benedict equated certain seminaries in Germany and the U.S. with homosexual clubs that operated more or less openly and which clearly transformed the atmosphere in the seminaries. He also alleged pornography was rampant within the ranks of the seminaries and priestly hierarchy, creating a climate in the seminary that could not help priestly formation. The book, published in Italian following Benedict's death, argued that, due to the corruption and inept leadership, the church was on the verge of collapse. After resigning, Benedict said he never wanted to publish anything during the remaining years of his life because the fury of the circles against me in Germany is so strong that the appearance of my word immediately causes a murderous shouting from them. I want to spare myself and Christendom this, Benedict noted, revealing his decision to publish the book, which takes direct aim at the church under the leadership of current Pope Francis, an Argentinian-born pope who has come under fire for his more liberal views and statements on a variety of topics, after his death. Benedict described how many bishops in both the United States and other parts of the world rejected the Catholic tradition as a whole, aiming in their diocese to develop a kind of new, modern Catholicity. Perhaps it is worth mentioning the fact that, in not a few seminaries, students caught reading my books were considered unfit for the priesthood, Benedict revealed, demonstrating how many factions within the church were opposed to his more traditionalist mindset, philosophy, and leadership style. My books were concealed as harmful literature and were read only in secret, so to speak. In perhaps the most explosive allegations, Benedict explained that in various seminaries around the world, homosexual clubs were formed which acted more or less openly and which clearly transformed the atmosphere in the seminaries. For example, in a seminary in southern Germany, Benedict wrote how candidates for the priesthood and candidates for the lay office of pastoral referent lived together, a clear violation of traditional rules of discipline. During common meals, he wrote, the seminarians were together with married pastoral representatives, partly accompanied by their wives and children and in some cases by their girlfriends. He also noted that a bishop who had previously been rector had allowed seminarians to be shown pornographic films, presumably with the intention of thereby enabling them to resist against behavior contrary to the faith. According to an independent Catholic scholar and papal historian, Benedict's posthumously published book is the third tract to be published that is highly critical of Pope Francis since Benedict's death late last year. We are witnessing a monumental event in the history of the Church, the beginning of an outright civil war in the Church, the anonymous scholar, who writes at the Popular Pope Head Substack page, argued. If what is occurring right now in the Vatican occurred 400 years ago, Europe would undoubtedly be dragged into outright war, he insisted. The question at the heart of the conflict, is Francis a legitimate pope?